Oh, my friends, Valentine's Day comes and goes, just like our show. But one thing I can promise you, all the recipes you've heard here today, discussed in depth with great stories to go along with them. We did West African crab cakes with roasted red pepper coulis, or for those of you who are from my part of Chicago.
Sauce.
Also, coconut rice, which, oh my God, if you haven't had coconut rice, it is incredible. And we can't have something savory without something sweet. And, of course, who to present the sweets to the sweeter self? Taylor Shulman came up with this incredible Mars Capone strawberry dipped in giggle pants.
Chocolate.
Hibiscus sugar, really?
Yeah.
Piggy pants is what they said, but it's giggle pants. You heard the story. And a molten chocolate cake. Now, what? Before we leave that segment, Taylor, you're a baker extraordinaire. What is a molten? In other words, when you open it up,
it's going to run in the middle when you open it up. So what it is the reason why you temper it together, that hot chocolate and those eggs, is it's going to cook those eggs. So you could really eat the batter and it would be okay. It wouldn't make you sick. Now, when you cook it, what you're looking for is for those edges to be nice and cooked all the way through. But for when you shake it, it's going to have a little jello jiggle in the middle.
I get that. I get that.
Amanda's busting a move next to me about the jello jiggle.
I'm just going to say this. You two can get away with it. I would never bust a move.
What they call the theater of the mind, right?
That's right.
You don't sneak in. We're typically like dancing around. We yell random things. We're singing. We have a good time here.
If I bust a move, I'll bust a plank in the floor. Let's just put it that way.
So we want it to jiggle a little like Jell-O. And that means that it's ready. So it's set on the side. So the side's not jiggling. So it's going to have structure. So it will hold together. And then our jello jiggle is going to mean that our middle is still going to be runny and fudgy and delicious. And I actually like to serve these with the strawberry right on top. That's what we're going to do.
I'll tell you, this is great stuff. Now
we fancy.
Yes, I mean, all this right here, and everything can be related to the Big Green Egg. That's the beauty. That's the culinary genius that Ed Fisher, the founder, he saw. He had a vision 30-plus years ago. I have an idea. This is going to be a sensation because I can envision many things you can do with this. It never ceases to amaze me here at the Culinary Center. The wonderful, wonderful support staff. The volunteers are absolutely through the top, through the roof. They are exceptional in every way, shape, and form. And they're here supporting. They do so much. Today we have Bill and Gerald. Gerald and Bill.
Daryl and his other brother, Daryl.
Really?
Yep.
Are we going to go there? You know, I mean, really, do you have to put up with this all the time?
Yes.
Daryl, you know what? It covered it up. I mean, you need them. Well, I thought they got it cheaper because they bought a misprint. Anyway, yes, Daryl and Bill are here today, and they're helping out. They've been exceptional. And Valentine's Day is one of those very special days for everybody, almost everybody. But here's, if a woman sees a robin on Valentine's Day, and she's single, who will she marry? What occupation will she marry if she sees a robin on Valentine's Day? I'll give you a clue. I spent 4 years on the water with the military.
A sailor.
That's it. A sailor. So, my friends, if you are single and you wake up on Valentine's Day and you see a robin, chances are better than not, you're going to marry a sailor. I don't know what my wife saw, but it certainly was a nightmare. Look what she married.
My husband married a sailor, right? I was sailing the ocean blue.
Yeah, but you jumped ship.
I did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's horrible. But anyway, we have had nothing but ooms and ahs, because I'll tell you what the audience today has received is a beautiful West African crab cake sitting on a bed of incredible, incredible coconut rice. And we have a strawberry stuffed with mascarpone dipped in white chocolate atop a molten lava chocolate cake.
I'm stuffing my face with it right now.
You know what really stinks? You guys stuff your face and you guys don't look like it. I smell it and I gain 10 pounds. It's unbelievable. So if you happen to be available on show days, you get to come in as part of the active audience. We put you to work a little bit, but it's not hard.
And how do they find out when there's a show?
That's a good question. I was just going to get to that point. And the only way you can find out is just go to chefandafatman.com. You can find out our events, and it'll have the postings of all the days we're going to be here at Big Green Egg doing the shows. And we really, last week, we did Indian cuisine from a lady from India who is amazing.
Oh,
Swati was just over the top. And today we're doing Valentine's Day. And guess what? We also had an amazing, amazing, I guess you call it a Super Bowl show. And they got some great recipes for that. We are going to be working with a gentleman who's a second generation wine grower and vintner from Sonoma is going to be our guest. Go to our website, find out. You can learn how you can be a part of the audience. We're going to have wine tastings and food pairings. And Chef Amanda and Taylor are going to make some incredible recipes to pair with the wines that he brought right from the vineyards of Sonoma. And you get to participate. That will be a special Friday show because he's leaving for Sonoma on Saturday. But go to our website. A, you can hear all of our shows on iTunes and Podbean. Two, you can find out when our shows are and what's going on and how you can become a part of it. And three, you can get all the pictures. You can find out what's happening. You can see Facebook Live snaps that we've done. I mean, it's all right there for you. And
come join the fun.
Yes.
And taste the food.
Oh, that's him. Yes. You can't taste it on Facebook. Hmm. Although, we're working on a smell-o-vision thing. Are we going to be able to take some of those home?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I mean, you know, depending on how much is left, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I was just saying maybe, you know. So. Anyway, my friends, we've been celebrating Valentine's Day. And the recipes today, West African crab cakes with roasted red pepper coulis, coconut rice, a molten lava chocolate cake with mascarpone strawberries dipped in happy pants.
Giggle pants.
Giggle pants.
Mr.
Hibiscus
Giggle
sugar.
Pants.
Mr. Giggle pants.
Yes,
it's
he's
a
very
it's
formal.
It's a Georgia thing. You have to get over it. All that and so much more. You can get the recipes and see them on chefandthefatman.com. You don't want to miss it. Chefandthefatman.com. Go to our Facebook page to get all the updated information also. And guess what the Facebook page is? Chef and the Batman. That was Amanda's attempt to tell you what it was while her mouth was stuffed with crab
cake. We've got to eat, too.
Really?
We don't get to do it that often.
I'll tell you, my friends, this has been a wonderful show. We certainly thank our wonderful, wonderful support staff, Bill and Daryl with a D, not Daryl. I thought Joe was kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm. We even have an audience today. We thank them, too.
Yes, the audience has been fantastic, sharing their Valentine's Day story with us. Mm-hmm. It's all about food. It's all about fun. But, of course, we couldn't do it without the amazing people here at the Big Green Egg. Ooh. Whether you come to the retail center and meet Golden and Lucius and all the gang in there and Jay, the amazing manager. But, of course, we don't spend time in there. We spend time in the culinary center. Chef Amanda, thank you so much. It's always amazing, amazing time. And to assistant lead chef instructor, or as I like to refer to her as the LCI. It's kind of like CIA.
Yeah.
NSA. And it's LCI. She is Taylor Shulman. To the keeper of the dials, I think she deserves a big hand, even though she's rather chippy. Mm-hmm. It is, of course, Karen Jenkins, she who must be obeyed.
Yes.
And Chef of the Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs has proudly been presented by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by Schumann Produce, my friends, they are the leaders in Peruvian sweet this time of the year. And Vidalia, pronounced the proper way, onions. And they are, of course, the sweetest onions on earth. And if you go into the store, you may see stickers and labels that look very similar to theirs. So if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
My friends, we thank you so very, very much. I'm your fat but jovial host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They're the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. Well, we wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day. God bless y'all. God bless your family. God bless America. And God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man. Tune us in. It's iPad, or what is it, Podbean or iTunes.
That's right.
And you can go to Chef and the Fat Man on Facebook. See you next week, everyone.
Bye.